Cuss was on, it's David.
Yeah, hey David, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Okay.
Good, good. I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke earlier this summer about some equipment we had you guys pre-approved for, and you wanted me to give you a call back towards November, see everything's going out there in Florida.
Things are going all right, but I'm not going to be doing any purchasing right now. Probably until next year.
All right. What are you looking to bring on next year?
Maybe a building. I was going to try to do something this year, but had some issues that come up where I'm not going to make it.
Right. You say that was a building?
Yeah, a steel building on the back part of my property.
Oh, nice. Are you guys looking to change locations for the business?
No. Same location.
Just kind of an add-on?
House, converted it into a little sign shop. Now I've outgrown it.
Oh, nice. Need some more space, huh?
Yeah, like a new pair of shoes. Like a new pair of shoes, you know? My feet's got big.
I gotcha. You gotta have some wiggle room on those, right?
You know it.
Well, do you guys already bring on any equipment or anything since we last spoke? Anything for that tax write-off?
Nah. That's just it, man. They ain't got to worry about a tax write-off this year.
Okay. It's always good, right?
Because I'm all right. Yeah, I'm running red lights. My daughter's about to choke on candy. Because I seen people go, so I thought I could go, and it was actually people on the other side. But anyway, now right. I need to go into drive because I went into reverse. And, wow. But anyway, yes, sir. Other than that, everything's going good, man. Head back to the shop. Don't need any kind of loan at this time. But
well, it's good to hear. Were you guys going
probably
to
spring next? Here's when I'm hoping to be able to make a move after I get my property tax paid.
Okay, was that after you take care of that expansion?
Well, no, that's when I'm going to look into it once. Because the property tax, I got to get it paid, yeah. Because you know, there's going to be some things I'm going to try to have already done with my money. That way all I got to do is worry about trying to find some financing for the building. Trying to have the foundation taken care of and paid for, you know, because that's a pretty decent chunk of it.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you were going to bring on financing for that that move.
For the building itself, yeah. Like I said, that's what I was trying to say. I'm going to try and get the foundation. Once I got the foundation, then I'm going to look into the building, getting it, you know, the financing on it.
Right.
Like I said, around next March, probably be a good time to holler back this way.
You said around March?
Yeah.
All right. How much was that expansion, you know, with that move going to run you guys, too?
Probably looking upwards of $75,000.
Okay, so a pretty good chunk.
Yeah.
And who are you going to look into, you know, financing for that one, too? Are you going to kind of shop around or have anywhere local out there in Jacksonville?
Yeah, definitely. Going to try my bank and then from there kind of see. Do shop around.
Yeah, I mean, kind of the best idea, right? Got to see what options you have.
Yeah, yeah. When I was younger, I used to just jump on stuff because I felt like everybody was, you know, pretty honest. But I've found there's some people that only want to
Yeah,
two or three things in life and retire, you know.
Yeah, and
a little more reasonable.
Oh yeah, and I mean you got to be kind of careful on who you're dealing with nowadays too, right?
Oh yeah. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I know, especially with you know, loans and you know the way everything is nowadays, right?
Anything. Sometimes people think it's only loans. Something like a cell phone, dude.
Yep.
Something as simple as a cell phone. It ain't got to be a loan. That's what everybody thinks.
I know. It's the...
usually a loan thing, you kind of
the straightforward, yeah, I mean.
But yeah, but a cell phone or cable TV and stuff like that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Cable
that,
TV, they came in, yeah, they came in low, and they got all of us hooked, and then now all our children, they're hooked, and when it's time for them, see, when I left the house, cable TV was about $20 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Now that my children are leaving the house, it's $150.
Yep. Got to get the complete package, right? Keep them happy.
Oh, shit. It's the only way they're going to let you do it. Because if you don't get the complete package, then they're going to really fuck the shit out of you for just what you want. If you think you're going to outsmart them, if you think you're going to outsmart the wealthy college-educated people, you're not going to. They've thought of it all. And anything them son of a bitches, because really college-educated don't mean shit to me. It's the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
It's that fucking lawyer they hire. That son of a bitch, how he writes the shit. Know what I mean?
Yeah, and that fine print, that's in that contract.
Yeah, that cat there, that lawyer guy. Yeah, man. That's two that really get me. The cell phone and the internet. Yeah. Man.
Internet, TV, whole deal, right?
Yeah. Woo! Hey, that's before you even think about rent, electric.
Right. A few years ago, I signed up with DirecTV with some old college roommates, and I ended up having to take it under my name because we all wanted that Sunday ticket. And then after the season's up, you're signed up, you're locked in for like 2 years at like normal pricing, and nobody even knew that. And then I'm the one stuck with it under my name, just so we all can watch some free football. I was so mad about that, man. I was so mad about that.
Oh yeah, that's the part they make sure they make absolutely sure it and clear, you know.
Yep.
And they do it on purpose. Like I say, in that same college that you were going to, there's classes that teach you that shit. It's called business.
Well, they weren't teaching me that because I went to school for business, so.
You must have went to a liberal college then.
Yeah, I'm not gonna argue that. It was out in Oregon, so definitely saw a lot of that. But
oh shit!
It was all right though. I didn't let it get the best of me.
You gotta keep on that for sure.
What about?
Give me a call back in March.
All right, hey David, you maybe have an email I can just shoot you over my info, and that way you can get back to me. Did you hear what I said, man? Do you got an email I can just shoot you my info?
Oh, yeah. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's David@custom.
Uh-huh. Designs.
Dash. The letter D.
Yep.
With a dash.
Yep.
Signs.com.
.com. Perfect. I'll shoot you an email and then I'll check back up on you guys around next year. But if anything comes up, just give me a holler, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good day, boss.